Welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host, Armand Sheffy, also known as Pastor Fury. But I also get the privilege of being the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So, grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we read Joshua 4, Psalm 129 through 131, Isaiah 64, and Matthew 12. Now, if you walked into my son's room right now, you would find a sea of Legos strewn about his floor. These little building blocks are one of his primary playthings, as I believe he enjoys examining each and every piece, and sometimes even the act of simply taking apart what was built. When he gets upset, I think they are the thing that he also uses to express his frustrations with us, as he will find and dump, you know, a container of those all over the floor. Thus, there is a steady situation of Lego-covered bedroom. But as the master builder and operator of his Legos, he clearly demonstrates his sovereignty over those Legos. Now, in the reading today and looking back into yesterday's reading for a moment, we have a conversation that I believe God wants to have with us regarding what I would call house rules. It centers around the core understanding of whose house, right? Whose house? Our house? No. Depending on who owns it, builds it, cares for it, there will be unique outcomes for life in it. Now, one of the passages that I think God is most using in my life this past week specifically is found in yesterday's reading of Psalm 127. Looking at the first two verses that read, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil. For he gives to his beloved sleep." These verses make it clear that there are a multiplicity of builders out there, right? But only two categories for them all. There's the Lord and everyone else. The builder who builds with eternal and effectual purpose, and those who build in vain. I can't imagine getting to the end of my days and discovering that it was all done in vain. And that's the flavor of what the author of Ecclesiastes, who we believe is Solomon, is experiencing as he writes his book. He built amazing things. He had all wondrous earthly possessions and success, but found that it was all the bread of anxious toil and was for naught. He built, and the Lord did not. In today's reading, we have Jesus sharing a story regarding demon possession, but also really making a metaphor explaining his work versus ours. In Matthew 12, 43 through 45, Jesus says this: "When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest, but finds none. Then it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when it comes, it finds the house empty, swept, and put in order. Then it goes and brings with it seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first. So also will it be with this evil generation." Jesus is calling out a generation of people that are so man-focused, that are their own kingdom builders, that they lack the power and presence of God. In the metaphor of the demon-possessed man, the demon was expelled, but the work was wholly ineffective, as God's spirit did not take up residence in its place. Therefore, not only did the demon return, but knowing he still owned the house, he came back and brought more evil with him. Our best efforts in this life simply work to restrain evil, keep wickedness at bay, but they don't sell the deed to the house. God's spirit takes ownership of land. When God is doing the work, he doesn't clean the house. He tears it down and he pours a new foundation and he builds it from the ground up. Now, we too often, with all our moralizing and do this and do that, are simply trying to clean house. Houses that we ourselves are trying to build. Instead, we need to hand over the deed and plead with the Lord to start anew and build what he wants. A house built on the rock that, according to Matthew 7:25, and the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. Let us pray right now and repent for our hands that try to take over God's building project and cry out for the master builder to have his way today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you love us so much to the extent that not only did you come down in the form of Jesus to give us the way, to show us the way, to walk with us back to you, Lord God, but that you love us enough to rebuke us, to call us to repentance when we get out ahead of you, when we believe we have sovereignty where it is actually yours, where we look to our hands and our own ways of doing things instead of looking to you, Lord God. We cry out to you right now. We plead your blood, Lord Jesus, over our lives. And we ask that you would take our hands off the work, that you would be the builder, that you would pour the foundation, and that you would build whatever it is that you have planned, Lord God. We submit the foundation plans to you. We submit the blueprints over to you, Lord God. Have your way. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. Hope you're being blessed by these. If you're listening to the podcast, please go ahead and rate that on iTunes. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe right now to the channel. Make sure you like it so other people can find that. Share that. Get the word out there, you guys. Not for my sake, but for the sake of the gospel. We want more and more people to hear of this Jesus who loves us so much that he died for each and every one of us. All right, you guys, I'm going to keep putting these out here. I'm so enjoying creating each one of these, and I hope you're being blessed by them as well. So I'll see you back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.